Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 210 for the week of May 16th, 2011. Here are excerpts from the NASF Washington Report for May 2011. Item: as finishing industry representatives met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill on April 14th, Senator Frank Lautenberg introduced the Safe Chemicals Act of 2011 to update the Toxic Substances Control Act. Item: a study commissioned by the German Federal Environment Agency has drawn up a list of 794 substances of concern in articles and says the REACH restriction process will be an important tool to address the issue because it can apply to articles imported into the European Union. Item: the Security and Exchange Commission announced in April that it would not publish its final regulations implementing Section 1502 of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act concerning conflict minerals before its statutory deadline of April 15, 2011. In the meantime, certain finishing operations and other suppliers have been notified by automotive, aerospace, and other industrial customers that they may be directly or indirectly subject to some provisions of the conflict minerals reporting framework. Item: after 2 years of consideration, the Pentagon issued a significant procurement decision on hexavalent chromium through a final rule issued on May 4th. The action amends the Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement to implement the requirements for minimizing the use of materials containing hexavalent chromium in items acquired by DOD. Item: the American Conference of Government Industrial Hygienists intends to develop new threshold limit values, or TLVs, and biological exposure indices, or BEIs, for nickel and cobalt. TLVs and BEIs are developed as guidelines to assist in the control of health hazards. For more information on this NASF Washington report, please visit www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events through the end of May. On May 17th, 19th, 24th, and 26th, the AESF Foundation will hold a web-based wastewater treatment course. On May 17th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have a social night at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey, with beer and wine courtesy of the branch. Please bring your spouse or significant other. Also on May 17th, the Rochester branch of the AESF will hold the Frank Buchman Memorial Golf Tournament at Eagle Vale Golf Club in Rochester, New York. On May 17th through the 20th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop and NESHAP 6H Training Workshop will take place in Toledo, Ohio. On May 18th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have a lunch meeting and continuing education seminar at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. Also on May 18th, the NASF will hold a free webcast on auto supply chain current status, impacts of recent disasters, presented by Sheldon Klein of Butzel Long. On May 18th and 19th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in Chengdu, China. On May 21st, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have their spring outing at AT&T Park in San Francisco, California, with the Giants vs. Oakland A's tailgate party and game. On May 24th through the 26th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in Nagoya, Japan. On May 25th and 26th, Metal Finishing News International Business Training will take place in Altena, Germany. And on May 26th and 27th, Metal Finishing News Flap Peening Workshop will take place in Nagoya, Japan. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.